Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim at DontParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I want to bring you a coverage of a sermon by Mark Bullen from Living Faith Christian Fellowship. He did it in November 2020. It's called Building the Ark. And I listened to this sermon, and I thought there were some really good points in there that Mark made. For the first 20 minutes, he pretty much just talks all about Noah being eligible for God to call him for the grace, being obedient, building the ark. And Mark does a good job of teaching what Noah had to do, what God saw in him. And that's not the issue I have. I've never said Mark Bullen doesn't have truth. The issue with this sermon, and I want to rightly divide it for people, is the direction that Mark then takes from Noah's Ark and how he applies it to today and the New Testament body of Christ. So we're going to pick it up about minute 1942. Let's listen in.
Saved by the Ark, so not only getting in God's grace, staying in God's grace. Now, what was the ark to them? The ark was God's program for his salvation.
All right, so let's first point there. So the ark, Mark's favorite word that he uses, program. It was God's program for salvation. And what you're going to find is Mark is shifting the story, the account of Noah and the ark, from God sparing Noah from a physical devastation, a physical judgment on the earth. And Mark's going to switch it to the New Testament body of Christ. And he does a terrible contextual mistake, eisegesis versus exegesis. He turns his man-made New Testament church program into the ark that's going to save you. That's really the crux of why I want to cover this. And that's really what Mark's all about. Mark teaches you have to have a bishop over you. Mark does not practice the multiple elder model. He's the lone ruling bishop there. He's the chairman of the body, he says. Mark has a contract for you to sign to take fellowship and the Lord's Supper there. Mark says you got to be in church on Sunday to have salvation. You got to be a member of a local body. Okay. All of these things that he controls in his man-made program that are not found in God's Word. So that's what we're going to cover as we go through this. How Mark incorrectly links the story of Noah, the account of Noah building an ark, and then to the building of the New Testament body that Mark has all wrong. Mark thinks he builds the New Testament body. We're going to show you who really does do that. So we'll keep going.
Into his covenant. This is a covenant relationship. If you don't come into the covenant and live by the terms of the covenant, you don't get the priesthood benefits. Okay?
All right, so let's stop right there. So there Mark used the word covenant. A lot of times he used the word program. The big problem is what Mark says is God's covenant and God's program. And what is Mark's program are two very different things. And as I told you, I did a video, an audio series not long ago. Mark has being born again, all confused. He thinks that if you convert, you're born again. He thinks if you just repent, you're born again. He said if you serve your life seeking God, you're born again. Mark demeans the Spirit of God being born from above. He called me out in a sermon saying that I teach people that must be born again. That's what Jesus said. In fact, he said Jesus never taught that. And in my audio refuting, I prove that that clearly is the case. So the program that Mark talks about, and my whole point is a man-made program, contracts, him controlling the Lord's Supper, being in a ritual building, being part of a so-called New Testament body. You got to be on the membership roll locally, got to be under a bishop. That's the covenant with God. That is not God's covenant. All right, and we're going to go through that, and you're going to see that. Let's keep going.
Number one, Noah held out faithful to God's program. He kept calling upon the Lord the way Seth had begun. Right?
All right, let me stop there. So then Mark uses the word program again, and what I'm trying to get across here is that Mark's program that he says you must be keeping by which you will be made eligible for grace is not God's program. Okay, having one man lording over you, telling you when you stand, sit down, kneel, pray, sing, is not God's program. Signing a contract to be able to take the Lord's Supper is not God's program. Sitting in a ritual dead religious service every Sunday, calling it the Lord's Day, is not God's program. Preaching that you just repent and seek works worthy of repentance without spiritual new life, being born from above, as Jesus said, John said, Paul said, Peter said, is not God's program. So Mark is very good at placing his program in there, telling you, you got to be in God's program. Then he gives you his program, and it's not God's program at all. It's kind of like what Satan did in the garden. Did God really say that? Then Satan deceived Eve. Mark's doing the same thing. He tells you, you got to have a program. You got to have salvation. You got to find the covenant of God. Then he gives you a false program, kind of a placebo program, his man-made program. And you're going to see the whole point of this audio is that Mark is trying to tie together that Noah had to build an ark to be physically saved. You better be building the New Testament ark program to be spiritually saved. That's not what God's word teaches at all. And we're going to get to that more and more as we go.
The question is this: what are we to do to inherit the justification by faith?
All right, so here's where Mark really starts. It's about minute 26, 42. Here's where he really starts to take that whole Noah story, which he did a good job on laying out. Noah had to obey God. Now he's going to tie it into the New Testament, and the church is the ark that saves you. Now think about this. Noah was facing a great physical danger, the physical water and the judgment of God. The body of Christ, the New Testament body of Christ, is in a very different place and situation than Noah was in the physical destruction that was coming. And I want to lay this thought with you, and I'll come back to it throughout this, but Mark has it all wrong. See, Mark believes that you got to look to God, build and get in a New Testament body ark, and then you're going to find salvation at the end of that. And Mark has it wrong. Here's the main point. The New Testament body is the fruit of salvation. It's the fruit of people that have been transformed by the gospel, come to faith in Christ and his resurrection and shed blood, repented of their sins, been born from above. Yes, that's biblical. The New Testament body is the fruit of that happening. And then those people endure in their faith and endure in fellowship and endure in the apostles' doctrines unto salvation. Mark has flipped it and said, you got to get in here just to have salvation, because he goes on record as saying in many places in his books that if a bishop excommunicates you, you lose your hope of salvation. If you're not in a New Testament body, you don't even have a candlestick. You're not even of God. This is heresy and false teaching, and I want to call it out. So be clear, Mark has it backwards. He sees salvation in the New Testament body as the root. Jesus is our salvation. The Bible even says his name means salvation. And the fruit of people that come to salvation then establish themselves in bodies, if you have enough believers, true born-again believers, not man-made Sunday church-going pew sitters like Mark has. There's very few true New Testament biblical believers, just as Jesus said would be in the last days. Few. And so we have to also consider that what they had in the New Testament body, 3,000 come into faith in one day, God adding, the body of Christ was growing, Holy Spirit was doing miracles. That's not happening in the last days. Jesus and Paul said there'll be a great falling away. Jesus said, will there be any true faith left before he comes? Look up that verse. Paul talks about the great falling away in 2 Timothy 3, 2 Timothy 4. Jesus talks about all the false teachers in Matthew 24. So Mark has it all wrong. The New Testament body is the fruit of salvation. It's not the root. It's not our ark. Jesus Christ is our ark, Mr. Bullen. And if people don't have enough believers, wherever they are in Ethiopia, Chile, or America, to have an established New Testament body, Jesus Christ is still your ark, folks. You're born in him. You're clinging to him. You're keeping, Mark just said, Noah did the best he could to keep the faith of God. If you don't have other believers with you, folks out there, you do the best you can with what God's given you. And just like he honored Noah, he's going to honor you. Yet Mark's a liar, and he'll tell you, oh, unless you move to a New Testament church body, put yourself under an elder, unless you're doing all of his program, you don't have eligibility for grace. That is a lie. And that's what we want to get at. So we're going to keep going at this, and I'll come back to those points as we go.
Noah probably got information about what Seth and Adam knew, okay? What God had told them and how it had been preserved. Enoch was also a preacher, and Noah took what had been given him. He didn't change it. He preserved it. So Noah was walking in this...
Okay, so Mark's talking about how Noah took what was handed down to him, and I agree with that. Noah took the light he had, and Noah didn't change it. Well, Mark Bolin's got a problem because Mark Bolin has changed the faith that God handed down. Sunday is not the Lord's Day. There was no religious buildings in the New Testament church body, or the New Testament ecclesia called out ones. I don't like the word church. There was no one lording over bishop. There was no tithe installed over the Gentiles. There was no timed out ritual meetings. There was no contract signed to control people. There was no little tidbit wine and sipping. There was a full meal of the Lord's Supper. There was no pouring water over you for baptism that Mark practices in his program. He pours water over you. They took people to the river and immersed them. That's what baptism means. So Mark has changed God's program per him, but it's not a program at all. God has instructed, ordained ways for us to keep. And we do the best we can with what we have. And as we know, in the last days, there's going to be few true believers. You got to believe Jesus. You got to believe Paul. The great falling away is here. And people are practicing Sunday ritual religion like Mark. So Mark has already changed what he calls God's program. So he's in grave danger. He's a corrupted, modified, independent Baptist Mennonite body. He doesn't dress biblical in tunics. Remember, check out my audio series on tunics. Mark said, where's tunics in the Bible? And I showed him in the Old Testament, the New Testament. Always women dress biblical. His men show off their bodies. Unbiblical. Jesus, Paul, the disciples, the prophets never did such things. But we're going to keep going. Mr. Bullen has changed the program. That's what my testing's all about, calling him out. Even if he doesn't want to face it, it doesn't change the fact. He needs to repent. We'll keep going.
This morning is this. God has an ark for us to build. Okay? In looking at Noah, as the days of Noah were, we know we're in days like Noah was. Okay?
All right, so let's stop right there. So Mark says it's the crux of his whole sermon. We have an ark to build today. Well, that's absolutely not true. Noah had an ark to build for a physical purpose to save him from this coming wrath that God judged the world. Now, the New Testament body is not the ark that saves us. See, this is where Mr. Bullen's theology is totally wrong. He's a heretic. He believes you got to be in a New Testament church body. You got to have a bishop over you. Yeah, I'm being redundant. You got to sign a contract. You got to practice Sunday's the Lord's Day. No. Jesus Christ is our ark. The ark was a archetype of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to share with you some scriptures. When Mark says we have an ark to build, who actually builds the body of Christ? This is a big contention. Mark says he built his body. Jesse says he helped build Mark's body. They're right. They have a man-made, altered, ritually dead, unbiblical, heretical program. But who actually builds the body of Christ? I'm going to share some scriptures with you. Okay, Matthew 16, verse 18. And Jesus said, and I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my body, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Who builds the body of Christ? Jesus Christ does. Let me give you another verse. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily, such as should be saved. Who added to the body of Christ? God, the Lord, Jesus Christ. Not Mark Bullen, not Jesse Hare, not Jim Polonick. So any man who says he builds the body of Christ is a liar and a deceiver. All he can do is work within what God's given us, the ordained ways. And Jesus said in Matthew 28:20, teaching them to obey everything he commanded. So we do that. But we don't add to the body of Christ. Because see, here's a key, critical part. My contention with Mark Bullen, LFCF. You can't enter the body of Christ without being born from above by the Spirit of God. Mark thinks, you know how they evangelize? They invite people to church. Mark thinks if you start coming to church and you just do pretty good, you repent of the things that were going on in your life, and you do that for the rest of your life, you're going to heaven. Attend church, keep the program, sign his contract, stand up, sit down, kneel, sing when he tells you. That's how dead people enter a dead man-made system. How you enter the body of Christ? You enter the body of Christ through faith in his work, through repenting, turning, yeah, and being born from above, and then you're added. Just like we saw in Acts 2, those people repented. Then Peter said, you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. So this is the big, big, big contention with Mark Bullen. He thinks you got to have this New Testament ark program. Get in the ark and stay in there, and that's how you're saved. No. You don't even get into the New Testament body till you've repented and you've been born again. We're going to keep going, and you'll see a consistent pattern of that over and over.
What was the ark? The ark was God's grace telling Noah how to endure the last days, how to prepare for God's judgment, how to save his house. Right? The Great Commission has been given to us. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And Lord, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Okay.
All right, so hold it right there. So yeah, so Mark is saying that we have the Great Commission, and you'll hear something later that is pretty surprising when he says that. But Mark at LFCF is not doing that, as we show in our testing. Mark has a corrupted gospel. Mark downplays the cleansing blood of Christ. Mark takes control of everyone's spiritual life and tells them what to do. Mark's reduced down the New Testament fellowship to signing a contract to find out about secret sins. That's right from his son Nathan when I talked to him in the street. So Mark's not keeping the New Testament biblical model. He's keeping the Baptist Mennonite model. Paul said 2 Thessalonians 2:15, keep the traditions as I've handed down. Mark's not doing that. He's made a bunch of his own traditions. So it's pretty disingenuous to say we got to be like Noah and make sure we keep all of God's ways when Mark isn't doing that. Mark has twisted, adjusted, and made up things like his contract for salvation. We'll keep going.
What was the ark? The ark was God's grace telling Noah how to endure the last days, how to prepare for God's judgment, how to save his house. Right? The Great Commission has been given to us. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And Lord, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Okay, this is the faith of Abraham. This is the faith of Seth. This is the faith of Noah. The only difference is you've got more data than they had. You've got more information. The heart, the mind, the pursuit of God, believing he is, he's a...
All right, let's stop right there. So the only difference is you have more data. Well, that's not exactly true because the Messiah has come. I don't know if he counts that as data. Now we have the crucified, risen Savior. Now we have a different gospel, still faith in God, but now we must place our faith in Christ. Noah had his faith in God. Now we must place our faith in Jesus Christ, the risen Savior, the only way to the Father. So not exactly the same. I understand what he's saying. Paul said the faith of Abraham. Yep. But we have to face what is the gospel today. Paul told us in 1 Corinthians 15, it's the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Noah didn't have that. So something has clearly changed that Mark doesn't focus on. So Mark calls it more data. It's the risen Savior. It's the biblical gospel. It's the call to be born from above. The promise from Jeremiah, right? In the Old Testament, that God would put his spirit in us, change our stony heart to flesh. Mark doesn't really believe that because he teaches you could be born again in the Old Testament without the Spirit of God. Yeah, go look up my audio series on him, Mark Confused on Being Born Again. We're going to end this part one. We'll pick it up in part two. Stay tuned.